You are listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
Hello, everybody. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you'll hear a 100 Word Story all by itself, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the amazing and astounding weekly challenge. I post a topic, and then you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Ducky Fresh Watanabe picked the topic of hygienic products, and we've got a few stories about it. Well, let's find out who won last week to see who goes first. And that's Tom of Footnote Podcast. Congratulations, Tom. Oh, by the way, you can hear Tom's podcast at footnote.libsyn.com. So, y'all ready for his story? Y'all ready to hear the first of a bunch of amazing stories about hygienic products? With no commercial interruption? With no station breaks? That's right, that's what podcasting is all about. Right? Or not. Anyway, here comes Tom's story, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from The Footnote. And today's challenge was hygienic products. Where do they get these? Initially, Jane loved Sammy for his impeccable cleanliness. He looked a lot like David Bowie in The Man Who Fell to Earth. He had nearly every possible hygienic product imaginable. The Michael Jackson high-speed nostril clippers. The Arnold Schwarzenegger Governator Bikini Waxer, Martha Stewart Ankle Hair Remover. Sammy went as far as to have his sweat glands surgically rerouted. It just might have worked between them if Sammy hadn't taken it just one step too far. Jane hurriedly threw all her clothes into the overnight and raced out the door just after she saw Sammy bent over, engaged in a tug on a Monica Lewinsky extra contoured butt floss.
Thank you, Tom. You can check out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent in for me to link. Alrighty, it's time for the veterans. These are the people who just keep coming back for more and more and more. And we love them for it, don't we? First up of the veterans is Daphne Abernathy of the Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara podcast. Or is it Going Broke with Tamara and Daphne? I'm not sure. It's one of those two. I guess she'll let us know in her story. You can find that at daphneandtamara.com. Okay, Daphne. Let's see what you're going to flood the podcast with.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of several different podcasts, which I will quickly spit out the URLs for. I can be found at daphneandtamara.com, doing Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, stylecast.secondstyle.com, doing Second Style Stylecast, BlackTieMartiniClub.com, when the Black Tie Martini Club players and Caleb remembers to have me do a part, do a production. And I also would like to thank Lawrence. He has been the first and continuous sponsor of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, and we are very grateful for all that he's done. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge story. This week is hygienic products. Alright. Thanks, Ducky. Love the topic. Okay. Here we go. Have you ever watched an 18-wheeler turnover? I don't mean seeing the after effects of the helpless trailer on its side and the contents all over the road. I mean seeing it take an off-ramp too fast, tipping over onto two wheels, and then come tumbling over with such a crash that the back doors burst open and the contents go everywhere. Well, I have. And right now, my car is covered in hygienic products. So, I'm going to be a little late for work.
Yeah, you know how they're going to react. Oh, as long as you're safe, as long as you're okay. And then they get all huffy in the rest of the day. Thank you very much, Daphne, of all those billions of podcasts. You can check out more from, well, start with DaphneandTamarit.com. All right, who's next? Who's next? Oh, it's the guy who makes the music for the opening and closing. Guy David. All right, it's Guy David's turn to take a swat at this topic, so let's hear what he's got.
Hi there, and welcome to this week's weekly challenge. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and guess what? Grandma Shunra is back. Let's listen what she has to say.
Loni was lazing on the sofa with me when that salesman came knocking at our door. Keep yourselves clean, ladies, with the latest scrubbing, super hygienic cleansing products. So much dirty sales talk. We decided to have a little fun, but Loni got a little rusty since Droma barbecued her, so she turned him into an elf by mistake while trying to turn him into a pile of dirty socks for our cat. Footnote. Now imagine an elf trying to go door to door selling hygienic products. I just had to do something. So I turn him into a frog.
Thank you, Guy David. You can find more from Guy David at GuyDavid.com. She came back with a vengeance, and now she just keeps coming back, and thank God for it. Her name is Kelly Burt. The site is rlburt.blogspot.com, otherwise known as Come, Let Me Whisper. And this is Kelly's story.
Hi, it's Kelly Burt, and here's my week's offering. I was a little concerned when I first left a toothbrush, but he took it well. Then I left some underwear. This was also tolerated. I assumed all was well. I assumed that was my first mistake. The problem arose when I decided to leave my own personal hygienic products. I left my brand of toothpaste and hair products. This pissed him off. He decided that I didn't like his products, therefore this was a personal attack on him. I'm glad I didn't leave any tampons. I really would have been frightened if he had an opinion on my feminine products.
Thank you, Kelly. You can check out more from Kelly at rlburt.blogspot.com. Come, let me whisper. Next up is the occasionally non-podcasting Leana. Did I say that right? Leana. Of footnote. Not footnote. Oh, man. Hodgepodge Point. I'm losing my mind. HodgePodgePoint.libsyn.com. One of these days she'll come out with a new one. You'll all be surprised and happy. But until then, she's here among us with the happy, happy friends. I wonder what crazy stuff she's come up with today. Well, let's just play her story.
Hey everyone, Leiana here from Hodgepodge Point. It might be up in a day or two, and the Earth could start turning in the opposite direction. So for this week's challenge number 93, hygienic products, I've come up with something really stupid, and quite possibly in bad taste. I ask for your forgiveness now. Then again, I could be making this a much bigger deal than it really is. I'll title this one, The Better One.
I'm the baddest dog around. No human tells me what to do.
Huh. You wish. All cats top you. We're cunning and never, ever do what we're told.
I'll prove it. I'll steal food off the table.
I'll walk on the counters.
Oh. Oh. I'll dig holes in the yard.
I'll eat their goldfish.
I'll chew up their house shoes.
I'll shred the curtains.
I'll bark all night.
I'll pee throughout the house.
Well, I'll drag whatever's in the bathroom garbage all over the carpet.
It's the wrong time of the month for that. You win, you disgusting animal.
Okay, that's just plain wrong. But hey, when has that stopped anybody here? Thank you, Leiana. You can check out more from Leiana when she bothers to create a new podcast at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. I'm not going to make any edits today. I give up. You can also follow her at Twitter. A lot of these people are at Twitter. Just look for the links and all that. Right. One more here, and this is from Kayla Bullen, the hub, the epicenter, the go-to guy. BlacktimeMartiniClub.com, Caleb Bullen. Here's his story.
The following story is true. Nothing has been changed to protect the innocent. In 2001, American Hygiene Products, a wholly owned subsidiary of Disposable Soft Goods International, purchased the assets of Drypers Corporation following their announced bankruptcy of October 2000, substantially increasing the sales of the company in North America. The integration of the acquisition was successfully completed in the first quarter of 2002. And the combined net sales for year-end 2002 were in excess of $160 million. Other major North American acquisitions included Defoe and Defoe International in 1987, Drysec in 1993, and Universal Converters in 1997.
He said experimental, see? And experimental is what we got. Yeah. Thank you, Caleb. You can check out more from Caleb at BlacktimeMartiniClub.com. Finally, to wrap things up, we all know who it's going to be. It's the mad bard from far, far away that we know as Planet Z.
My name is Dr. Johnson N. Johnson, and I invented the cotton swab. No need to thank me. Just knowing you're using them in good health is reward enough. Since then, I've invented many hygienic products, but I have a secret. A dark secret. Late at night, in my factory, I take off my lab coat and all my other garments, and I roll around naked in the cotton bales. So soft, so luxurious, such a delight. Don't think the worse of me. Come down to my factory. Feel for yourself. It's not a perversion. It's heaven, I tell you.
That's just wrong. And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about hygienic products. You didn't think it was possible? Well, people made it possible. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. The voting? What? That takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners choose future topics and all that. And I know. It's a running joke with the refrigerator magnets. I've got the envelopes right here. I've got magnets in them. They're addressed. You know, Gina's out of town this weekend, and I don't have to go to the radio show. I might get off my ass and just walk to the place to mail them. I haven't been in a good mood for a while. Maybe I have. I don't know. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed at that page, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's a one-click subscribe button for iTunes. You just click on it, boom, you're there. There's also links for Podcast Ready and subscribe in all sorts of other places. Also, there is a little widget on the side for going to the Second Life Podcasting Network. I know, I'm supposed to create a podcast just for that thing. Just not feeling it. I'm not feeling it yet. I've got a whole bunch of people messaging me saying, oh yeah, you gotta do this, you gotta do this, it's gonna be great. Yeah, whatever, I am Pagliacci. Okay, give me a break. The music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. The man makes beautiful music, and he's doing this Dr. Peltz, turning all of his 100-word stories into Hebrew, and that's really cool. Also, you didn't hear from Ellison this week, but check the show notes, and you'll see a link to his Sunday radio thing. It's like 4 or 5 and Eastern time, whatever. The notes will be there, and it's on my main blog at isfullofcrap.com, and also at ellison1.blogspot.com. And all the other things that people do, just throw them in the comments and say, hey, by the way, I'm off doing this. Hey, I'm doing that. Because you know what? People just come in here. Give them a reason to come here, and that is to find out where you are. We can be like the pegboard, the announcement board, the, hey, I'm going to be putting up a show at my barn kind of thing, all right? Well, there's going to be the usual, unusual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in just a little bit. Until then, thank you once again for listening, for voting, for commenting, for sending in stories, for messaging me during the week saying, hey, I got this crazy idea. Or, hey, I'm not going to be doing this idea, why don't you steal it? Or just checking in on me and just, yeah, how you doing? You still seeing ghosts of Frisky? And saying, well, not really. But anyway, thank you again for listening. And, as always, keep it brief.
Closing.